This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. Live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
If you're a radio listener, you got to go to InfoWars.com and look at this sack of crap. The official graduation, he's a new Army officer. He says he's a sergeant. Pro Kaepernick Army officer post. Communism will win. I mean, they'll exterminate your ass. He's saying that he wants to end our republic, end free elections. Related post promote Antifa killing capitalists and Trump hatred. Yeah, you go to his side, he wants to kill people. And you know what? These guys just keep pushing their stuff about how they want violence. If it's real civil war. But then look at the rest of the graduates at West Point. I mean, I'll just tell you, the white guys, the black guys, all of them, they don't look like the kind of West Point graduates I used to see. They look like a bunch of sniveling little stunted, you know, rats, all giggling and laughing, thinking it's funny that he's doing a communist hand sign. It's so cute. It's so funny. How sickening is that, Jack Posobiec?
It's disgusting. And actually, the last time I checked, I'm pretty sure advocating for the overthrow of the U.S. government gets you kicked out of the military.
Nope. Having the president support you and supporting the republic.
Right.
That gets you kicked out of Navy intelligence.
I'm sorry. You're right. I forgot. In my own experience, we learned it's the opposite. If the president says that they support you, then you get kicked.
Aren't you ashamed of supporting America and all this freedom? How dare you not want to live in North Korea or get in a time machine and go back to the Soviet Union, which the Russians say was horrible. The taxpayers had some asshole, congressman endorse his ass to be there. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I'm not a violent person, but Antifa, he supports it, running around beating up women. That guy wants to get in a boxing ring with me. I'm like 20-something years older than him. I guarantee you, I'll do it for charity. I'd love to stomp the hell out of that guy.
This guy, I mean, he's so skinny, too.
He's an arrogant piece of... He says he wants to kill people. He says he wants to kill people.
We should take a look at those Antifa protests from New York. So West Point's not too far from New York City. We should see if he's participated in these Antifa assaults on...
You know he has.
These protests that have turned violent. We should start looking through. Maybe 4chan can go and take a look. I mean, he's putting his face right out there. You can all go back and look, and you can see.
Look at his eyes. He's a power trip. He knows commies get to run around and kill people, which he lusts about. This is what our military's filled with. Look at these so-called officers. I mean, they look like little punks.
The one guy right behind, I will say this, the one guy right behind him does look a little flabbergasted. He's like, what are you doing?
This guy thinks it's funny.
That guy's laughing. The guy right behind him, the one who's facing at the camera, he's like, what's going on right now? I don't think this is right.
Veterans for Kirkpatrick.
With a sword. He's holding a sword. He's got his sword on right there. See that right on the hill? He's got his sword hilt. He's got all of it. That's their ceremonial saber. So he's sitting there with a weapon, mind you, saying communism will win. With a weapon.
He's saying, we're in your military. We're taking over.
Yeah, I can't.
They're uncloaking right now.
I can't believe that he would do this and show his face. I can't believe that he didn't cut that out. Because it's
because also, he's protected. There's probably more of them than there are us.
And it's also the narcissism of it. It's that self-actualization of narcissism of saying, look how strong I am. I'm going to write on the little marker on the inside.
Boy, wasn't McCarthy proven right?
Yeah, Joseph McCarthy. I mean, he said all those years ago. He said we're having communists infiltrate. They're going.
And he said it's out. He said they've even got our army. He said it's in the army.
They're getting into the military. And they looked at this, and then we were told, oh, he's just crazy.
He said the army specifically.
But he specifically said the army. He specifically said to look out for this stuff. So what happens? Keep in mind now. What happens if McCarthy was right, and those people that got in those years ago are now the ones at the higher levels in the army, are now the ones that are calling the shots? Think about that.
Look at this punk. Yeah, you know what? It is winning over the people of North Korea and China that live in slave factories. It is winning over the human spirit.
You know North Korea is going to be using this. North Korea is going to put this out in their next propaganda message and say, look, we've got communists on our
handle
side.
Anymore, man.
They're not going to fight us. They're going to say the U.S.
And he supports the violent Antifa and talks about killing people. When are they going to start getting taught some lessons? How serious, man.
I get that.
He's in our military and one of our most elite universities telling us he's going to kill us. It's a clear and present danger. Now, there's his Twitter account.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and he's into Grant. He wants to burn. Oh, yeah, he's an anti-Southerner on top of it. Good God. This guy's such a piece of crap. Ulysses S. Grant, a total alcoholic, horrible general, is a complete moron.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Spencer Rapone, Sergeant Rapone, Benedict Arnold, publicly against the Republic.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil.
Right and wrong. A new world order. Now, there's an article up on InfoWars.com. Paul Watson's taking over. Here with Jack Posobiec and his great work. We're in Austin. Paul's in London, England. And we're looking dead on at the Spencer Rapone getting out as a sergeant. And he has Communism Will Win in his hat at graduation and a Che Guevara shirt under. Hey, I actually didn't believe it when I read in some right-wing publication 20 years ago that Che Guevara called Mexicans roaches. So I went to the library and I got his book where he called them dumb roaches and a bunch of other stuff. And he black people he just absolutely hated. And that's the weird-ass thing about it. Communists are so evil and so elitist. You hear about the Chinese communists calling their peasants scum and stuff. And saying, so what if, you know, 50 million die? They're a bunch of little, you know, grasshoppers, they call them. They mean like eating our food.
Potatoes. Mao called them potatoes.
Yeah, all sorts of
potatoes. Don't even eat them. Just eat them. And that's the main food over there in China, a lot of parts.
Oh, I forgot. Under the Cultural Revolution, the Great Leap Forward, the main food was giant cook pots. I forgot. That's public. In fact, the communists have published books admitting it.
Yep.
There's photos. I forgot. You guys, Google giant cook pots that communist Chinese cooked the villagers in.
Yep.
I forgot. The 80-something million mainly got eight.
Yeah, there was cannibalism. It was there. That was done. Mao also used the cook pots as a form of torture. Oh, in when he was up in the mountains in Yunnan after the Long March, he would put you in a pot, fill it with water overnight when it was freezing cold in the winter, and just leave you out there. And you froze, and half your body would get cut off.
And then they just cooked you afterwards.
And then they would just cook you. And that's what he would do with his enemies.
By the way, this is the stuff I've repressed in my brain, because there's documentaries that the communists have put out saying, we've reformed ourselves, we don't put you in cook you anymore. Like, that's not some right-wing propaganda.
No, this is stuff that Chairman Mao did. This is stuff that it's completely suppressed in the U.S., completely suppressed in China. But you can go out and actually read the sources, that great book.
There's photos of the cook pots.
Yeah, there's photos.
And they're like putting little kids in them, because that was...
Next time I come, I'm bringing the book. I'm going to bring the book that's got all the photos, or we can find it, so you can find it.
I've seen it before.
Yeah, what they would do is because... And the reason.
Well, no, they actually arrested Mao's wife, and she died in prison. They blamed her for it all.
Right, so after... Right, exactly. They blamed her for the Cultural Revolution, and there was her and there was three others. They called them the Gang of Four, and they said, no. They said, Mao was just trying to help the country, but it was you four who were giving the orders. And then she died mysteriously in prison not too long after.
And that's the thing. Then you see some snot nose with a free education in this beautiful, wonderful country, saying, I want to kill people, I'm in Antifa, I want to kill capitalists, and then they found on the Facebook where they're recruiting the military. Let's put it on screen. Pasovic, tell us about it. We're going to hand the baton to Paul Watson.
So we're looking at this guy, his Twitter account, and he's got up there, it says DSA Veterans. And DSA, Alex, that's Democratic Socialists of America. So it's a communist
program. That's the original core commie group.
Original core. And so you look at veterans, he's got it right there in his bio. And I said, wait a minute, I recognize that DSA, because that Democratic Socialists of America, that was Communist Party USA. And so you look at that, and then you go through their feed. They've got thousands of followers. It's a working group, they say, that they're targeting specifically. It says veterans, but as we know from this guy, they're now targeting active duty U.S. military members to convert them to communism.
And let's show the group with a bunch of military people. And they're tying it into Kaepernick and the NFL as a recruiting mechanism.
They use anything they can because they know these guys.
And look, he's attacking the Army veteran, the Hispanic Army veteran, who held his hand over his heart saying, hey, we're going to defeat your ass.
Yeah, Task and Purpose is one of their sites. They did a huge hit piece on me. They called me up and said, hey, Jack, we're a veteran site. Just come talk to us. And I wrote it up. And they wrote all this slander. And at the end, it just said, Pasovic refutes these comments or these accusations. And I said, wait a minute. I didn't know there were left-wing veterans organizations. That's how I first heard about it. So Task and Purpose is actually this sort of hugely left-wing, hugely communist group. And that's run by former military members, people who got out because either they were, they couldn't keep up with standards or whatever. And now they're basically designed to attack military members, attack people for speaking up for the country, attack people who are patriotic, people like me.
Sure, and then they ban any type of conservative march right at Berkeley because Antifa will attack you. Then Antifa has their march and attacks our reporters and beats up their car and smashes their windows. Infowars.com. And it's not even big news. Now, we're just accepting that's what happens to us. That's how they act. That's what they do as they dream of more violence.
Normalization of violence. We talked, how many months ago did we talk about this? The normalization of violence. And now we're seeing it.
And that's my next question for Paul as we hand the baton here to Paul Joseph Watson, reporting for London. Got a big guest coming up at the bottom of the hour as well. Paul, we have this Islamicist from Sudan who said, I want to kill whites. I want to kill Christians. He goes and shoots 9 people, kills one, gets stopped by an usher with a gun. The media demonizes the church. What kind of church has got guns? Well, we're being targeted. And then we say this is white genocide promoted by the media. We're not the KKK people. It's the media promoting white genocide. They're pushing this. It's getting insane. And now if it's an Islamic attack, it barely even hits the news. And Sadiq Khan, your Islamicist mayor who's putting the city under Sharia law, he says that Trump is ISIS for not wanting to kneel like the president does in Superman to Zod and just kneel to political correctness. So, Paul, let me ask you this. What are they kneeling to when they're kneeling? And why don't they care their ratings and support is plunging and they're losing hundreds of millions of dollars a year? Because, like Pasovic said, it's a program. It's a program. Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, they're kneeling, they're genuflecting to political correctness and intersectionality and social justice hysteria. That's what it's all about. You know, who's kneeling, Alex, for the 300,000 black babies aborted every single year in the United States? Who's going to kneel for the 2,400 black people killed by, not cops, other black people every single year in the United States? You know, who's going to kneel to draw attention to the 75% illegitimacy rate amongst black people in black communities? Oh, by the way, Colin Kaepernick's black father left him. His mother is white, of course. Nobody's going to kneel to draw attention to that. Oh, but Trump's racist for bringing it up. Okay, so Hillary's back again today. Herpes Hillary. She's painful, embarrassing, and won't go away. She's back again doing interviews today, every single day, forevermore. She will never go away. Saying that Trump is racist, that it's a racist dog whistle for him to say that NFL players should stand for the national anthem. Now, that's odd, because a big poll that's come out today has found that the majority of African Americans think the same thing, okay? 48% to 37% agree with Trump that NFL players should stand for the national anthem. Oh, but Trump's racist for saying the exact same thing. You had an MSNBC guest earlier today as well come out and say that, oh, Trump basically said the N-word at this rally in Alabama on Friday when this NFL issue first cropped up. I mean, he didn't, and that's an absolutely outrageous claim, but yeah, he basically said the N-word just by talking about it. You have ESPN. You had an ESPN analyst yesterday say that Trump, because he said that, you know, it was getting too soft, they weren't allowed to bang into each other as much in the NFL. That was him communicating that he wanted black people to get hurt. So again, it all goes back to this amazing coincidence, and that's what I'm going to ask our guests about at the bottom of the hour, CJ Pearson, a 15-year-old activist. It all goes back to Donald Trump featuring at events by prominent black leaders for years, for decades, most of them Democrats, by the way, giving them money, advocating their causes to clean up the inner cities. Everybody loves him for decades. Oh, but as soon as he runs as a Republican, he's a racist. That's what it's come down to. But the simple fact is, Americans aren't buying it. Alex mentioned the poll earlier, which is that the vast majority of Americans, this is up on Infowars.com, the vast majority of Americans side with Trump on the take and e controversy. And again, as I mentioned before, even the majority of Democrats, even Democrats in a slim majority of 43 to 41% think that NFL players should stand for the national anthem. 64% total when they were asked, do you think NFL players should stand and be respectful during the national anthem? 64% said yes, just 25% said no. Not sure, 11%. So the vast majority, the clear majority.
But we know this is being engineered, Paul. I'm going to jump out here, but why is it being engineered? I'm going to skip both the breaks that are network breaks we can skip, because I know you also probably want to air the amazing video you did. Take a knee is total BS. But we're going to punch out. War Room's coming up. Subic will be on that as well. 3 o'clock Central. Rob Deuce hosting today. A lot more coming up. But back to you, Paul Watson in London.
Yeah, you have a situation in America where we've seen mass hysteria from day one. We kind of had a break, didn't we, with the earthquakes, the extreme weather events. But still, almost a year after the election, Trump derangement syndrome still runs rampant. And that's what it's all about. You'll notice in the first couple of days after this reignited, none of them really knew what they were taking a knee for. Oh, it's free speech. Oh, it's patriotism. Oh, it's police brutality. Haven't even been any major cases of police
brutality. They're taking a knee to say they hate America, so they should get the hell out.
It was a continuation of Trump derangement syndrome. They were triggered. Now, Trump said a lot of things in that speech. The media picked up on that one. They were triggered by it. It's still the fallout from this hysteria about Hillary Clinton losing. They're still not over it. Over 10 months after the election, the three most prominent, famous people who came out in the hours after Trump made this statement about the NFL, LeBron James, Pharrell Williams, the other one was an NBA basketball player, Steph Curry, all three of them openly campaigned for Hillary Clinton before the election, before even Colin Kaepernick came out in August of 2016, which, of course, was before Donald Trump was elected. They all blamed it on Trump for bringing this back up. But again, the three most prominent officials who came out in the hours after Trump made these statements had all campaigned for Hillary Clinton. In the case of LeBron James and Pharrell Williams, who is a singer, they appeared on stage with her. Pharrell Williams was flying around in her official campaign jet. There's pictures of him walking down the stairs with her. LeBron James introduced her on stage. Hillary Clinton, they directly campaigned with her.
And he's butthurt because he's a loser. And so now he's going to call everybody KKK that stands up against his spoiled, rotten ass.
That's exactly it. This is still the fallout. They still can't get over it. It is mass. It's a moral. It's not only a moral panic. It's like the satanic panic of the 80s. It's like the daycare panic. Again, they try and pick up on all these little things to feed into their paranoia. Nothing's working. So now they've rejuvenated this Colin Kaepernick freakout from a year ago, from over a year ago, from before when Trump was even elected. Now, another development we've got up on Infowars.com today. Steelers owner begs fans not to abandon team over national anthem protests. You remember yesterday we had the big viral story with all the videos of not only Steelers fans but other NFL fans burning their tickets, burning their jerseys, burning their NFL gear in protest at this disrespect for the American flag, for the anthem, and everything it stands for. Of course, Villanueva came out for the Steelers, the only player to come out, all the rest of them hid in the locker room. He was forced to apologize. He was forced to walk it back. Oh, everybody gets their free speech. That was the whole mantra after this. Oh, it's just free speech. Unless you actually want to stand and recognize the anthem, then we're going to attack you. In the case of black players who stood for the anthem, we're going to call you the C word. We're going to call you Uncle Tom. Villanueva was forced to walk it back. His own coach of the Steelers attacked him immediately after the game ended. Oh, but now you're going to try and walk it back. Too late. Too late. Steelers president Art Rooney II penned a panicked letter to Steelers fans after the team didn't show up to the field during the national anthem before a game on Sunday. So again, they're reacting to the revolt that's taken place in the 24 hours since. Rooney was responding to the scores of Steelers fans posting videos on YouTube of them burning their Steelers gear and vowing never to support the team ever again. He wrote, "The intentions of Steelers players were to stay out of the business of making political statements by not taking the field. BS. They deliberately chose to stay in the locker room to dishonor the anthem. That's why Villanueva got in trouble, because he's the only one who didn't." So it's BS on top of BS. Now they're trying to walk it back because everyone's boycotting them, freaking out. He goes on to write, "Unfortunately, that was interpreted as a boycott of the anthem." Oh, do you think not actually showing up for the anthem would be interpreted as a boycott of it? Oh, that was never our player's intention, he claims. BS. They completely crucified Villanueva for doing the opposite because they all agreed to boycott it before the game. That's what it was all about. So now they're trying to walk it back. Donald Trump has been proven right once again when he said that the NFL at least has the right to fire these players for their, quote, free speech. Isn't it amazing how, oh, when YouTube censors us, the left screams, oh, but Google's a private company. They can censor who they like. They can censor your free speech if they like. It's a private company. Well, the NFL's a private company, okay? It can do the same thing. Oh, no, that's horrible, and Trump's literally Hitler for saying it. Complete disconnect. Fox News reports Trump is correct. NFL teams can legally fire players for their conduct. The First Amendment does not protect National Football League players from being fired. The Constitution's freedom of expression applies only to government action, not private businesses. Somebody can't run into your house and call you every name under the sun and then claim it's their freedom of speech. No, that's not freedom of speech. Doesn't apply for private businesses. Oh, but, you know, they'll come crashing down hard on the bakery that won't bake a gay wedding cake. But the NFL can do whatever it likes. Oh, the NFL supports free speech. Unless you want to honor dead cops killed by a Black Lives Matter activist. Or unless you want to honor 9/11 victims, then no. They'll come crashing down hard on your free speech in that case. Oh, but if you want to genuflect to this social justice warrior intersectional insanity, they'll give you all the support you need. Interesting also coming out of this poll that I mentioned before, clearly illustrates that people, and even Democrats, are absolutely sick of politics being inserted into absolutely everything. So we had 64% of respondents basically supporting Trump, saying that players should stand for the anthem. Even Democrats in a slim majority supported that, as did African Americans. Almost double, 60 to 31% said there was a more appropriate place to demonstrate than during the anthem at the beginning of NFL games. And again, they were asked, quote, in the future, would you prefer to see more politics, less politics, or the same amount of politics during sporting events? 80%, 80% wanted less politics, with just 7% wanting more politics. And again, the huge majority of even Democrats wanted less politics. 51 to 19% of Americans said they were watching less NFL football this year. When asked why, 69%, again, the clear majority, way above any other reason, said it was due to, quote, players using the NFL as a stage for their political views. This is a dog that doesn't hunt. Trump has chosen the right side here, but they're doubling down. They're going to collapse into this narrative, which is a completely failed narrative. Even Joe Scarborough of MSNBC, no fan of Trump, constantly attacks Trump, admitted in a tweet on Sunday night, I think it was, that this is just a losing game for Democrats and the left. If they really want to take on Trump, given that he's now associated opposition to him with opposition to America itself, it's a losing narrative for them. Now, again, they asked people in this poll who did they have the most favorable view of, Donald Trump or NFL commissioner Roger Goodell. Donald Trump, 46% favorability, which is roughly in line with his presidential approval rating. Roger Goodell, 12%. 12%. That is absolutely pathetic. That's what people in this poll said. Again, the American people are sick of being bombarded with social justice and identity politics in absolutely everything. Every single awards show. Even drama shows, even movies, Netflix, bombarded with this crap on a regular basis. People are turning off in droves. Hollywood is failing. The Golden Globes losing its audience. The VMA MTV Music Awards losing its audience. What, did it lose like half of its audience in a couple of years? People don't want to hear this anymore. They're sick to the back teeth of it. The situation you have going on in Hollywood, where they also try to inject all this identity politics, virtue signaling, cultural jihad into absolutely everything, is that, you know, they used to be rescued if they made a bad film in Hollywood by DVD sales. That's not happening anymore because now, of course, we have Netflix. That safety net has gone, which is why in Hollywood they take fewer and fewer risks with movie scripts, which is why you see this constant regurgitation of superhero sequels, Star Wars, Batman, Superman, because they know it's reliable, and they know people are going to watch it, really, whatever the plot. So that's why they can inject this identity politics, social justice hysteria, and of course, who suffers? The viewing audience, because we never get any kind of nuance, we never get any kind of variety in big movies. Now, you get the occasional one, in fact, Kingsman 2 just came out, and even though it's not overtly political, the mere fact that they don't inject diversity hires and social justice identity politics into every facet of the script, now they're getting attacked by the left for not doing that. Because like the three lead guys in the film are all white men. Doesn't even matter. Nobody even cared about this 20 years ago. Nobody cared. You could have a massive blockbuster film. You could have something like Independence Day. Two lead roles, a black guy and a Jewish guy. Nobody cared, nobody noticed, because it worked. Now with all these enforced diversity hires where it has to be, oh, you have to have a black man and a Jewish woman and a transgender person, disabled person, whatever, it's getting worse and worse. It's at the script, the movie suffers because they're all hyper-focused on that, not focused on just making a good movie. And then it's filled, it's stuffed to the brim with all this virtue signaling and identity politics crap. It gets in the way of a good movie. That's why Hollywood is beginning to fail. That's why all these big award shows are beginning to fail, because they're obsessed with their Trump derangement syndrome. It's absolutely insane. Let me know if we're skipping this break, by the way. We've got a guest coming up. yeah, we're going to go for this break. But after the break, we have CJ Pearson, who is going to talk about this NFL take a knee controversy from the perspective of an African-American. CJ Pearson coming up. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, fourth hour. Don't go away.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back live. It is The Alex Jones Show. I'm going to hit a couple of news stories here. Alex mentioned earlier this shooter in Tennessee who went into a church, injured seven, killed one woman. Of course, the media has completely forgotten about it. Looks like it was a terror attack, perhaps alt-left motivated. Daily Caller reports MSNBC leaves out Tennessee shooter's nationality. MSNBC has refused to tell its viewers that the gunman in the Tennessee church shooting is a Sudanese immigrant, instead identifying him as being from Tennessee. Guys, just a local. Just a local. Workplace violence, no doubt. In the seven mentions of the shooter's identity on the network from Sunday afternoon, when the shooting occurred, until Monday morning, MSNBC never mentioned his status as an immigrant. They did share his name, age, photo, and his residence in Tennessee. Now, of course, we had the story yesterday that this individual had shared, commented on, sympathized with videos on Facebook, which basically smeared all white people as terrorists. Isn't that interesting? given what happened last year, of course, in Dallas with Javier Johnson, the pro-Black Lives Matter gunman who massacred Dallas cops, of course, doing it, in his own words, to get back against white people because he hated white people. So now we have a situation in Tennessee where this guy burst into the church, luckily was stopped after a grapple with, I think it was a 22-year-old guy in the church who was pistol-whipped but still managed to stop him, managed to cause the shooter to actually shoot himself. That's how he was actually apprehended. Then he went and got his license gun. The situation was over. But seven wounded, it could have been potentially way more catastrophic. One woman dead. This has been completely buried. People were barely even talking about it yesterday, the day after it happened. Now it's been completely buried. How is this not of equal importance to something like what happened in Charlottesville, which also, you know, injured several people, killed one, tragic, deplorable. This is the same. But nobody's even talking about this anymore. It's gone. Because, again, it's not too great for their narrative, given that Sudan was, again, one of the original companies on the Trump ban list. That's been removed in the most recent incarnation of that ban list. But, again, completely buried by the media. MSNBC won't even talk about his nationality. Absolutely incredible. Mentioned this one earlier. MSNBC analyst, this is Daily Caller again, Trump basically shouted the N-word. MSNBC analyst and GOP strategist Steve Schmidt said Tuesday morning that President Trump basically said the N-word by deriding NFL players as sons of bitches. Now again, we go back. 75% illegitimacy rate in the black community. Nobody's going to take a knee over that. No, they're going to get offended over Trump saying the words sons of bitches. That's what we need to get offended about, okay? Schmidt said during a panel on MSNBC Live that he watched an NFL player get jammed up when someone asked him if Trump is a racist. Again, amazing that Trump only became a racist when he ran as a Republican, having previously appeared with black leaders for years and even decades down the line, spoke at black events, donated money for inner city projects to help the black community. Oh, but as soon as he runs as a Republican, he's a racist, as are all his supporters, according to Hillary Clinton. So Schmidt said, let me say it, he's a racist. Absolutely incredibly novel, original insult there. Well done. Schmidt argued that Trump's battle with the kneeling NFL protesters during his rally in Alabama proves that he is a racist, and in fact is basically shouting the N-word. He's just basically shouting the N-word because he made a point which you disagree with. So he as good as said the N-word. Okay, you're insane, you're hysterical. Quote, you look at that speech in Alabama to an all-white crowd. Again, wasn't all-white. There are actually black people in Alabama. There are actually black Trump supporters. I know you don't recognize them as actual people who have their own volition and ability to think because you have the bigotry of low expectations and you're the actual racist. But no, there were black people in that crowd. Quote, we need to get real about this in this country. The president of the United States goes down there and he talks about us and those people. He came as proverbially as close as you can possibly come to shouting at a rally the N-word. That's what he did down there. Actually didn't come anywhere close to it. Didn't even make anything racial out of it. But you're so hopped up on the frigging race card every single day with your anti-Trump hysteria that even when he doesn't even approach racial rhetoric, you say he basically said the N-word. No, you're insane. Shut up. This is another one, Huffington Post. This is even more stupid. Donald Trump prefers violent football so more black players get hurt, says ESPN analyst. Because ESPN, which is now the Social Justice Network, has basically ceased being a sports network. When President Donald Trump spoke in Alabama on Friday against NFL players who kneeled during the national anthem, he also appeared to come out in favor of concussions. During his speech, Trump argued that rules designed to minimize concussions and CTE, a neurodegenerative disease, are ruining the game. So you probably remember the quote. Trump said today, if you hit too hard, 15 yards, throw him out of the game. They had that last week. I watched for a couple of minutes. Two guys, just really beautiful tackle, boom, 15 yards. The referee gets on television. His wife is sitting at home. She's so proud of him. they're ruining the game. So Trump thinks that they're ruining the game, that it's becoming too pansy, that people aren't allowed to tackle each other properly. No, that's racist. What? ESPN analyst Kevin Blackstone was interviewed by MSNBC's Nicole Wallace. What a combination that is. To argue a shocking point. The reason the president prefers violent football games is because it ensures more black men get hurt. Yes, that's obviously the reasonable, logical conclusion that anyone would jump to if somebody said that. Obviously, he's talking about that it's not as physical as it once was and that it's ruining the game because it's not as competitive and hard-hitting. Anyone with half a brain cell could gauge that from what he said. But no, we have to turn it into something racist because that's the essence of intersectionality. Every little frigging thing is a racial microaggression. So this idiot ESPN analyst said, quote, you look at stacking by position and those positions that suffer the greatest from CTE, they're the positions that black males are more likely to play. Well, what? 70% of the NFL is black anyway. Like, that's an argument. Blackstone said the fact that Trump dismissed details like that as well as suggesting CTE or chronic traumatic encephalopathy, pronunciation, does not exist, shows a callousness towards the athletes, adding, and particularly the black athletes who play this game. Trump did not have to say explicitly anything about black players, but it came across loud and clear. So it's the exact same as the previous instance with him saying the N-word. It's like, oh, he didn't actually say the N-word, but he might as well have said the N-word because we're hysterical and we think literally everything that rolls out of his mouth is racist. So we're just going to say he basically said the N-word. We're just going to say he basically said he wants black people to die. He wants black people to get concussions. Oh my God, the Trump derangement syndrome truly knows no bounds. We have our guest now ready. He is CJ Pearson, 15 years old, political activist, writer and commentator, national chairman of Teens for Trump. The website is cjpearson.org. CJ, good to have you on the show today. Now, of course, we had Hillary Clinton, CJ, come out earlier and basically say that Trump was blowing on this racist dog whistle by attacking the NFL and that he's basically attacking black people. We had the MSNBC guest I mentioned earlier say that he was basically coming out and saying the N-word at his Alabama rally, even though he didn't say the N-word, went nowhere near anything racial. Now we have a poll. The majority of African Americans, 48 to 37%, agree with Trump that NFL players should stand for the anthem. So, I mean, CJ, is Donald Trump attacking players who take a knee because he hates black people or because he hates seeing America being disrespected?
I think it's really the latter. He hates seeing America being disrespected. I think people like, you know, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Carson would argue that Donald Trump hates black people. I doubt the black Surgeon General that Donald Trump appointed would argue that Donald Trump hates black people. You know, the lunacy that we are hearing from people like Hillary Clinton and that guest you cited on MSNBC is absolutely just maddening in a way. Like you said in your intro, Trump derangement syndrome is seemingly, it knows no bounds, and it's completely... And it's insane to me because everything that comes out of his mouth of his president has to be racist, it has to be bigoted, it has to be some sign or indicator of white supremacy. And it's completely ludicrous. This is a man who is defending our country, our nation, and the sacrifices of so many people who have died fighting for this country. And a majority of Americans agree with him. And that's the thing. A majority of Americans agree with him. And for Hillary Clinton to claim that somehow, some way, that by attacking the NFL, that Donald Trump is attacking black people, I'd actually ask her to look at the NFL and its demographic makeup. There's only one minority owner in the NFL, and everyone else, well, they're not motivated by their, you know, passion for the cause that Colin Kaepernick is kneeling for anyways. They're motivated by the ratings. They're motivated by the money. And the fact that they're willing to cash in on disrespect of this country is absolutely disgusting.
Now, because we had Sheila Jackson Lee, congresswoman, today take a knee, they seem to figure out amongst themselves. I mean, in the first day or so, they didn't really know why they were doing it again because there haven't been any high-profile cases of police brutality. But, I mean, you know, 16 unarmed black men shot dead by cops every year. Yes, that's 16 too many. But CJ, 2,400 on average black men shot by other black men every single year in the United States. What should we be taking a knee for given those circumstances? Which do you think is the most pressing issue for the black community?
You're right, and those issues are incredibly important. Those are all issues that our president, who's accused of white supremacy and racism every single day, seeks to shine a light on every single day. He seeks to shine a light on that issue. He seeks to shine a light on the issue that 59% of black youth are unemployed in this country, and this is a problem that has plagued America since the start of the Obama administration. This is a president who's accused of racism every single day for caring about the plight of black America in this country. If they want to take a knee, maybe they should take a knee for the black babies who are dying every single day in Chicago. Maybe they should take a knee for the children who can't find a job in the inner cities of America because the communities are ran by incompetent Democratic politicians who are reelected time and time again, regardless of the incompetence they show towards the plight of black America. This is a president who has shown concern for black America. This is a president who cares about black America. And to accuse him of racism and bigotry just to fit the narrative is absolutely disgusting.
You mentioned it there, you know, 300,000 black babies aborted every year in the United States. So those lives don't seem to matter. Those black lives don't seem to matter to people if they're in the womb. And you can kill them and you're a progressive. That's not even part of the debate. Again, in Chicago, you've literally got relentless carnage. What, you've got 700 dead black people every single year in Chicago. The weekends are an absolute train wreck. Every single weekend, nobody's talking about it. Everybody's talking about this police brutality issue, which has flared up with these individual cases. Some of them egregious, like, you know, Eric Garner. Others not. I would argue Michael Brown. It's a case of criminals are getting into violent confrontations with cops and seeing the consequence of that. But I want to talk about some of the things that you've been subjected to, because, again, this is what I know is they save their most racist vitriol, the left, the smart black conservatives. You see it every time. You tweeted this the other day. I've been called the N-word by liberals far more than I have ever been called the N-word by any Republican. Who are the real racists? You had black NFL players a couple of days ago who stood up for the anthem. You could go on Twitter. They were labeled the C word. They were labeled Uncle Tom's. The worst thing you could imagine for their free speech. Okay, they made a decision to do that for their free speech. CJ, do you think the left has any kind of moral high ground when it comes to dishing out the racist label, given that this is how they treat African Americans who dare to have a different opinion?
Yeah, they have no moral high ground now, and nor should they have ever, to be honest with you. You look at the history of this party, this is the party that was founded upon the pillars of racism. It was literally founded to preserve slavery, the idea that black people were property. This was the party founded to fight for that. That is their historical link. You can't run away from that. You can't run away from that. And now you come to the present tense. This is a party that is so-called the party of tolerance, right? But when a black boy says something that a black boy isn't supposed to say, I'm labeled an Uncle Tom. I'm labeled a house negro. I'm labeled this and that. Well, the fact of the matter is that, like I said in my tweet, I've never been really called that by any Republican, but every single day I say something that the left doesn't like, I'm called that by every Democrat across the country. And it's disgusting. It's disgusting. It's demeaning. It's ironic. It's ironic because this is the party, right? It cares about freedom of expression, but when we say things they don't like, you know, they need their safe space or they're angry with us and they call us these things and they seek to shut us down. But also, this is the party that supports people of color, right? Well, they don't support people of color if you don't support them. And I think it just goes to show the limited tolerance that Democrats have for people who don't agree with their ideology.
No, I had Red Pill Black on, who is, you probably heard of her, she's getting big now, she's on Fox News the other day. She said the same thing. She said, obviously she's an African-American woman, she used to get bullied at school for, quote, acting white, she said. Now, we had this NBA coach who came out yesterday and said that white people should be made to feel uncomfortable over this take and eating. We're talking about white privilege. We're talking about black people getting bullied for acting white. She said acting white equated to working hard and being smart. I mean, we all start at different baselines, but last time I checked, you didn't have to be white to work hard and to educate yourself. You know, how much of this discussion over white privilege, CJ, is because some in the black community try to drag others back so as not to expose their own laziness, their own lack of get up and go in life. A lot of black people who are successful seem to experience that.
And I love about America, the reason that you will never catch me kneeling, the reason that I will always respect the red, white, and blue, is because this is a country in which if you work hard and play by the rules, you can be anything you set out to be. If you work hard and do what you're supposed to do, you can be anything. This is America, a land of limitless opportunity. If you put your nose to the grindstone, you can succeed. That's what I love about this country. It doesn't matter if I'm white, if I'm black, if I'm Mexican. It doesn't matter. All I need to do is work hard and I can achieve. You know, we see this in every community. People who are lazy, people who aren't doing anything, and they blame their situation on everything else but themselves. So eventually, you know, if you blame everyone else but yourself, maybe you should just realize that you're the problem and not everyone else. And, you know, the idea here is that this is America, and I am proud to be an American because this is a country that has given much to me, and I hope one day I can give as much as is given to me to this country, back to this country. Because like I said, this is the land of limitless opportunities. If you work hard and play by the rules, you can succeed. And I don't think in any other country is that sort of success as acceptable as it is here in America.
Now, I just want to ask you about this quickly, CJ, because Black Lives Matter ties into all that we're seeing now with the NFL. I vaguely remember you had some conversations with Black Lives Matter leaders a while back. What impression did those conversations leave you of BLM as a group? And do you think their primary goal is to improve racial harmony, or do they have a different agenda?
Yeah, definitely. So I've had the opportunity to, you know, kind of have a dialogue with some of the leaders of Black Lives Matter. And, you know, I got to say, there's some pretty interesting people. They care about the issue of police brutality, but at the end of the day, a lot of them have kind of hopped onto this bandwagon that this is a suitable form of protest to protest the message they're talking about. You know, you probably noticed this, Paul. When people talk about Colin Kaepernick to protest, no one is talking about why he's doing it or the reason, you know, he claims to be doing it for. No one talks about that. People talk about the fact that he is disrespecting America by doing what he is doing. And so what I would have to say is Black Lives Matter really wants to achieve that racial harmony that they claim to want and claim to want to see here in this country. And they have to pull up the seat at the table and they need to talk about their issues. Kneeling on a football field in front of millions of Americans is not going to do anything but divide us further. A majority of Americans believe that what NFL players are doing is wrong, misguided, and downright disrespectful to the sacrifices of people who have died fighting for this country. That is not a way to achieve unity. That is not a way to bring us together. If they want to bring us together, have a seat at the table. There are multiple ways to voice your opinions here in America. This is America. You know, there is freedom of speech. Even if the left wants to shut it down sometimes, it still exists in this country. If they want to achieve something, talk about the issue. Don't disrespect our country while you do it.
And the polls show, as I mentioned before, 80% plus are just sick of having politics injected into everything. Like, people watch NFL to get away from the constant drumbeat of social justice and identity politics, and more people are turning off. CJ, we're running out of time. Just give us your website and where people can find you on Twitter.
Definitely. Well, people can follow me on Twitter at CJ Pearson. You can also check out my website at CJPearson.org. You can follow me on Instagram at CJ Pearson too, and my Facebook is Facebook.com/CJPearson.
All right, really appreciate the time, CJ. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, there goes CJ Pearson. He's only 15 years old, political activist, writer, and commentator. Check him out at the CJ Pearson on Twitter. Check out his videos. A lot of them have gone viral in the aftermath of this NFL take-a-knee controversy. He's causing a lot of controversy himself among some people, but again, check out his viral videos on Twitter. Now, let's tell people quickly how they can support InfoWars, because we're under constant assault trying to tell the truth, something that the mainstream networks refuse to do, in fact, are set up specifically not to do. We have the chocolate or strawberry caveman true paleo formula for 50% off retail at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time, massive 50% discount. Again, it's not going to stick around for long. Caveman fuses powerful ancient nutrition with cutting-edge nutraceutical science to create a high-quality supplement that gives you bone broth and more than 7 different primal superfoods to give you power and strength you've never felt before. Check out the independent third-party reviews for Caveman. Strawberry Caveman True Paleo Formula, 50% off. That is absolutely huge at InfoWarsStore.com. Also 50% off is the Emmerich's Essentials Household Product Pack line for a limited time only. This is the perfect way to introduce yourself or a loved one to all-natural, toxin-free home products for less. You're going to buy these products anyway. Why not get them from us? Support this broadcast. Organic mouthwash, natural herbal body wash. We've also got unprecedented savings on Emmerich's Essentials packs. 50% off the starter pack, total hygiene pack, or outdoor pack to have all the organic healthy products you need for half the cost. Massive 50% discount of Emmerich's Essentials available at InfoWarsStore.com. Select storable food, also 50% off. This is huge. For a limited time, we're giving you 50% off on our InfoWars Select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com with coupon code READY. Now, with all these earthquakes happening, all these hurricanes, natural disasters, why wouldn't you have a supply of storable food? There's a reason that FEMA reports predict up to 395% increase in food prices that could trigger mass unrest. All the elite have it. Oh, but you're a kook for having it. If nothing happens, you just eat the food and save a bunch of money anyway. I mean, try buying storable food in Europe compared to the US. The prices over here are absolutely astronomical. It's completely unaffordable. This isn't. This is super affordable, 25-year shelf life, super high-quality ingredients, all made in the USA. It's InfoWars Select storable food, and it's 50% off. You should really stock up in bulk on that with that huge discount. 50% off with the coupon code READY at InfoWarsStore.com. And most importantly, it all goes to support this network. Let's hit a few final news stories here in the last couple of minutes. Breitbart reports almost half of crimes in Berlin committed by, you guessed it, the culturally enriched Muslim migrants. Almost half of the individuals suspected of recorded crime in Berlin last year were individuals who don't have a German passport. The proportion of crimes carried out by immigrants rose to 45% last year, a 5% increase from 2015 when they comprised 40% of crimes committed in the German capital. Now, even if you take out immigrant-related crimes, immigration-related crimes are still vastly overrepresented in terms of crimes being committed by migrants in Germany, which is why AfD, the anti-mass immigration party, won, 94 seats in parliament on Sunday to become the third biggest political party in Germany. These policies have consequences. People are saying it's the beginning of the end for Angela Merkel over in Germany. Here's a headline that could only come out of Sweden, or only be about Sweden. Sweden refuses to deport migrant who posed with corpses for humanitarian reasons. A 32-year-old Syrian citizen previously caught, shouldn't laugh about it, it's horrific, but it's Sweden, what do you expect? A 32-year-old Syrian citizen previously caught on camera posing with dead bodies has been sentenced to 8 months in a Swedish prison for severe violations of human rights. Nevertheless, the prosecutor's deportation request was denied due to the risk of torture in his country of origin. So he's not going to be sent back. He's going to be out in 8 months after posing with corpses. Breitbart reports Italian TV broadcast alleged footage of Save the Children working with people smugglers. Of course, we've talked many times about these boats that go out right to the coast of Libya, pick up these migrants like a taxi service. Allegations across the board they're in communication with criminal people smugglers, which if proven would shut down that entire route, shut down that taxi service. And that could only be a good thing given what's happening in Europe. That's going to wrap it up for The Alex Jones Show. Check out the latest breaking news at InfoWars.com. Get the product right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue.